At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
End of the show! Okay. Man, that went places. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds on the internet every weekday morning. Hey, I'm Gregor. I'm host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk, news, all kinds of fun. Plus, there's a brand new episode of the Full 90 Extra Time podcast out. I actually think it might be my favorite one yet. I don't always say that because sometimes I very much hate them. That's not true at all. All right, ready to make some silly jokes. Also, the Full 90 Extra Time podcast is a podcast about the Seattle Sounders FC, but you don't have to be like a hardcore soccer fan. We just goof off pretty much the whole time. There's also a fair amount of sumo talk. So, Tochi Notion. Oh, and 4 after 4 days. Bad news at the Sumo July Basho. Grand Sumo Finals going on. Oh, boy. That's a whole lot of stuff I just said. Yesterday I had a bit of an incident. Incident's the wrong word. I'm obsessed with Big Airplane. That's what I call it at my house. Big Airplane is the dream lifter. Flies around between the different Boeing facilities carrying parts for the Dreamliner, the 787. That's not the one that's grounded. Different thing. Anyway, I have all these alerts set on my phone. Also, if you know about how to use the alerts from FlightAware for tracking planes, let me know, because I want to figure out how to track when there's a plane either approaching or leaving Everett's Payne Field, but it has to be the specific carrier that operates all of them. Anyway, just hit me up. So, Big Airplane, I get these notifications all the time about one's going to land at 1:04 a.m. Well, that doesn't help me. It's off to Charleston, South Carolina. That's not good for me either. I want to see them land and take off because Big Airplane is a big-ass 747 that has been modified. It looks like somebody... you know when you cook a hot dog on the grill and it puffs up and apart because the skin gets full of hot air and then if you let it sit long enough, it either bursts or gets all blackened and delicious? Anyway, that's what this thing looks like. It looks like one side was left on the grill too much. It's all puffed up. I know there is another one called the Beluga, okay? That's not what I'm talking about, but it also looks kind of Beluga-ish. Oh, is that a naked person in the Do It in Hotel window? Stand by. Nope. Okay. All right. Anyway, these planes take off all the time from Payne Field, and so I got a notification. It timed out just right. If I picked up Space Baby from his bananas house, then I could pick him up and go straight there, and he loves airplanes, and we could see Big Airplane, and he would freak out. He was still napping. So I made the executive decision. Going by myself to see this freaking airplane. It's huge. It looks like it's never going to be able to take off the ground. Amazing. I can't wait to go back and see it again. Doesn't fly much on the weekends. Does anyone know why? I know that you can't respond, but like at Hey Gregor on Twitter would be a great way to do that. Anyway, I want to go watch. My boss makes fun of me because I'm so obsessed with the airplane industry around here. Well, my kid loves it, and it's Boeing, so it's everywhere. And it just so happens that I moved up near Everett, and so, like, the place where they fly all their planes out of is right there. as I'm pulling up to see it by myself, about two stoplights away, it goes taking off right over my head. It was awesome. But also, I like to see the whole process of it taxiing very slowly and lumbering down towards the runway and then using the entire thing to get off the ground. Oh, man. All right, anyway. I'm a little bit obsessed with that. People have all kinds of things that they're obsessed with. Like, some people are really into parking garages. That's weird.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Somebody went and decided that we needed to have the coolest parking spot in the United States contest. And congratulations to the Sinking Ship Parking Garage in Pioneer Square. It's up for consideration to be the coolest in all of America. Now, last summer, it finished fourth competing against parking garages from around the world and was the only one to represent the United States. So over on 2nd and Yesler, you can see, like, the Smith Tower from there. And it's just the way that the city goes downhill and this garage sticks out. It's awesome architecture that looks like it's a ship. Maybe on your way to the Sounders match Sunday, you'll take a peep. Speaking of soccer, Tacoma is one step closer to getting a soccer-specific stadium built for the Defiance and Reign FC to use for their home matches. Now, currently both play at Cheney Stadium in the outfield and part of the infield with grass laid over it. The new facility would be built on the same property, creating a Tacoma Sports Campus with a bunch of extra soccer fields for community play. Cool! They've got a bunch of ideas for private investment money, but would rely on public funds as well. They'll have to vote on it if they're going to make that happen. And boy, I just skimmed through the Strangers 2019 sex survey results, and let me tell you, that was more than my morning brain was prepared to handle. Read it at your own risk. Definitely not safe for work.
You just got news.
Mariners still on a break with the All-Star break going on right now. I think they're back tomorrow. Seattle Sounders FC play a 1 o'clock match on Sunday against Atlanta United. We did a whole podcast making tons of dumb jokes about the entire thing. You can listen now. Full 90 Extra Time podcast. Me and my buddy Brandon. We have a lot of fun. Follow us at Full 90 Extra Time on Twitter. He does an awesome job with the social. He's very funny, and there's a lot of dumb photoshopping that happens, so that's cool. I want to stay at this hotel so badly. I talked to Sumo a little bit at the top, but I really like Japan. We went for our honeymoon to Japan. It was, you know, one of those once-in-a-lifetime 10-day experiences where you see a bunch of a foreign country and just have an amazing time. I mean, it brings back feelings. I got feelings right now. The Japanese are into a lot of the things that I like as well. Like, we went and saw a giant mech robot statue. Like the, you know, the robots that, like, battle each other like Power Rangers, only less corny. Well, they had one of those outside of a shopping mall. You know, it was like 40 feet tall, insane, awesome. We went and saw that. That's the type of things that they do. They also have an enormous flight simulator installed inside a Tokyo hotel. It is a 737 simulator replica that you can sit in and pilot planes. It's conveniently located at Narita Airport, which is obviously appropriate because that's the big airport for Tokyo. But it's a double room. You can get it for, it's like $250 a night, pretty much. You know, that doesn't come with an instructor, they say. That's very funny. You ever felt like learning to fly a big jet? You can do that at the airport. How dumb. Now, I don't know about you and chasing aliens, but the whole idea kind of freaks me out a little bit, and I actually don't really believe in aliens too much. It's too long to get into right now. But I want to know what they're doing at Area 51. There's a lot of money that goes into that. I assume just making war machines, frankly. But one group of people on Facebook has gathered 250,000 people plus. I heard it was up to almost 500,000 now. To try and go figure out what's going on down there.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
A tongue-in-cheek Facebook event asking people to storm Area 51 and steal alien stuff is getting out of control now that 250,000 people have agreed to take part. Entitled, Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us, could be the craziest alien event of the summer. Or maybe ever. If this actually happens, I hope they find some weird space junk. I love that stuff. So the kids' network Nickelodeon is sending slime to space. For science. Yes, of course. A SpaceX Dragon capsule on a resupply mission to the ISS will deliver the pudding, applesauce, oatmeal, green food coloring combo so astronauts can teach kids about fluid flow and microgravity. Just what kids have been clamoring for. Though, can you get slimed in microgravity? I don't know. And finally, scientists have discovered a type of fungus that can eat plastic. Now, not all plastic, but the stuff that's used in buildings and furniture foam specifically, and textiles like shoes and junk. Imagine what it could do for a landfill. I don't know, though. Mushrooms that eat plastic? Those are gonna be some pretty terrible farts.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Seriously, if you have a chance to go to Japan ever, do it. It's so incredible. The people are so friendly. The hardest thing about going there is trying to figure out where to eat because they don't, like, have big flashy blinking signs that say restaurant. They have characters that I don't recognize in any capacity. Almost always written in wood. Wood on wood, sometimes carved, sometimes. And I can't tell it from the post office to the, you know, to a restaurant. I guess in Tokyo proper it was a little easier because it's a little more like that. But all over Kyoto and stuff like that, we never knew where to eat. All right, that's it. That's the end of the show. Thanks for listening to this. Make sure you subscribe. Yes, it's kind of tough because it's all named wrong and stuff like that. But soon, and go subscribe to the Full 90 Extra Time podcast. We love you for it. End of the show. End of the show. End of the show. Hey.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.